thoroughly enjoyed our time going down there. It was, you know, it was so great to meet so many new people down in Brazil, and just the kids, the staff. Even though, like Kendra was saying, or Sean was saying, that sometimes we couldn't speak their language, afterwards, you know, we still could communicate. And it was really cool. I'm going to talk a little bit about our worship time on that Sunday evening. And we were singing a couple of songs. Like, one was He is Exalted. So we would sing it in English, and then we would sing it in Portuguese. Generally, they would sing it in Portuguese because, of course, we would know the words. But it was such a neat interchange of worship and worship together, and we're worshiping the same Lord. It was incredible. And I believe that the Lord is pleased with us when we do, you know, sing songs as believers to His name, Lord. And another one of the songs that we had sang too was an ocean song. It's by Hillsong United. And I want to read just a couple of the chorus of it. And it kind of summarizes just going out, being led by the Spirit to go out and, out of your comfort zone, out of your shell, out of what you are always doing, and just to be led by the Spirit. So here's the chorus. The Spirit, lead me. Share where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters. Wherever you would call me, take me deeper, though my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. So I just encourage the group that will be going down in January to just be led by the Spirit as you go down there, and it's a wonderful experience going on mission trip and just being out of your shell, out of, you know, just this area that we're in right now. There's so many beautiful people all around the world. So, next.
Okay, we're way past 11 o'clock time, and there's so many things I want to share. First of all, I just want to thank you guys all again, too, for your support. That morning before we left, that Sunday here, when Dean led you guys, led us all in prayer, I truly felt like I was carrying all of your hearts with me to Brazil. It was just amazing, the privilege to be the hands and feet, because I know that how much you guys love and care for the people there, and for us going too. And I truly felt carried in prayer the whole time, the whole journey, the whole time in Brazil. And I just wanted to thank all of you for that. It was amazing. Camp Victoria is really a place where God uses to touch the lives of people. And not only the children, but the staff, the volunteers, and us as a mission. You know, our hearts will be forever changed because of our experience there. I also have to say, one of the joys for me was just getting to know everyone on our team. We knew each other, but, you know, lack of sleep and lack of protein really makes you want. And, you know, really, really the Spirit of God makes you want. And it was just wonderful to be able to have a time with all of them. And then to get to meet the people, the body of Christ there, and like Mark talked about, you know, worship, you know, it doesn't matter that we're singing different languages, we're all singing to the same God. And that was a beautiful experience. And just really almost from the beginning of meeting them there, we felt bonded together as a family with them. And that's all just the unity that we have in Christ. It was wonderful. For me, the week that we had there was really sandwiched between two big things I felt that happened. The day that the campers came on Monday, the kids came off the bus, and of course we're there ready to greet them, right? And I felt like it was the moment I'd been waiting for. And instead of, you know, we're supposed to greet him with smiles and hugs and all that, but I just wanted to cry. I was so, so happy. And they came off the bus. I didn't cry, though, because I didn't want to scare the kids. They came off the bus, like, so eager, so, like, expecting that they were going to be loved, you know, expecting that they were going to receive something, you know, fun, of course, but, and that was just so wonderful. And then to see them, a lot of them, I got, you know, we go to the devotion time that Carmen did, and you know, a lot of them trusted in Christ as their Savior during that week. And I would ask, you know, one of the prayer requests that I think we need to keep praying is for those kids, all the kids, but the kids that came to faith in Christ, because their homes are, a lot of them are not homes that they believe in Christ. A lot of them are spiritists and other things. So really please be praying for those children. That the work that God began in their lives there at camp, that it would continue. And anyway, we had a wonderful week with the kids. They made it easy to be with, because they would reach out to us, and we could, you know, communicate a lot of things through hugs and smiles and a lot of sign language stuff too, you know, I love you and all that. Then at the end of our trip, for me, another highlight was the Christ the Redeemer. You know, I'm not saying we put any stock in the statue itself, but for me, it was a reminder that, you know, Jesus just arms out wide, you know, wanting to, you know, draw all people to himself. And that was just a beautiful end of the week for me. And literally, you know, when you talk about Jesus says, come, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I'll give you rest. I mean, truly, those less wise that chose to do the walk, you know, they came there exhausted, you know. Anyway, that was just sort of a picture for me. But and I saw how it reminded me, too, that Jesus says to the children, you know, let the children come to me, for such is the kingdom of heaven, you know. And I saw how he did that through us and through everyone, how he drew the children to himself during the week of camp. I didn't go bike riding like my t-shirt. I just thought it was a cool t-shirt. But one thing I did do was zip line, and that was just another takeaway I wanted to share with you guys, because the zip line, again, was for me an analogy. You know, God has prepared us. He's given his gift of salvation, right? And so for me, on the zip line, you know, I was scared to do it. It really took a lot of peer pressure and almost shamed into it. And then I would ask the kids, I learned the phrase in Portuguese, was that fun? Because I was helping the kids take their stuff off at the end of the zip line. And so I'd ask them, and they kept saying yes. And so finally, it was my turn to make that long walk up to the zip line, right? And I thought, well, the worst case scenario, you know, is I see Jesus that day. You know, and that's what I, anyway, and then I get up there, you know, and they complete the harness, the helmet, and then Dagmar, who Mark mentioned, doesn't know very much English. So I hooked in, and he says, go. And I looked at him, and I said, and he said, go. Like, he knows that word. And it's, you know, and so, you know, it's like taking that leap off the stand. For me, when I got home, I was like, oh, okay, Lord, what? That, for us, you know, there's so many times when God prepares us. We have our harness and our helmet on, right? And he calls us to go and take that step of faith. And whatever that is, sometimes, you know, it's just falling into his grace, you know, because really when you take that step off, there's nothing you can do, it's holding you. And just like God's grace, you know, holds us. Sometimes it's go across the street, talk to that neighbor that you know God wants you to do, or, you know, make that phone call or write that letter. And anyway, for me, it was a great reminder that God has prepared us for whatever it is he's calling us to do. And just like he prepared us for this trip, and through your prayers, we were supported and encouraged throughout the whole time. So, anyway, thank you for listening.
So I told Mark Brown this would only take 5 minutes. I really hope that's the case, but anyway. For me, experiencing Brazil this July, I felt really a very beautifully true yet convicting resurfacing of my mind. Things that I just knew to be simple, common, ordinary, and really a resurfacing of what it means to be worthy of application, what it means to be worthy to be proud of who you are, really. As many of my fellow team members have already said, the people there were very, very awesome, very cool. They were very laborious, and they worked, you know, for God's glory every day and night. And while they most certainly did live up to these things, they didn't really, in my mind, I guess, live up to what I would have thought, you know, then like this missionary work. Because a lot of the times we think, you know, whoa, missionary work, you know, you're doing dangerous stuff, and you're, you know, you're risking yourself, and you're kind of, you know, this person who's not afraid to be in the danger zone, really. And really, I kind of learned, you know, you don't need all that, you know. They all did things I'm sure our mission team could just do. I mean, granted, you need to know Portuguese, but that's another story. It made me realize better, you know, I realized better that it isn't our talents, our skills, our abilities, our knowledge that make us fit to serve in growing the kingdom of God. While we are in Brazil, the camp founder, Gino, as you saw earlier, gave us a message about how we as Christians are frequently asking God to help us have the wisdom, have the knowledge, have the vision, you know, have the ability to do, you know, what he wants us to do. But rarely we ask him, you know, for the strength to actually do what he has already called us to do. Rarely do we ask him, all right, that thing you told me, you know, to do, please help me do that. We rarely ask that. He said, because a lot of the times we do know what God wants us to do, and we just don't want to do it. And I know this to be true even as a Christian all my life. It's still hard to want to do what God has already told you to do. Because a lot of the times, yeah, it does. It pushes you out of your comfort zone. It pushes you out of your, you know, your shell, whatever, you know, you'd rather be doing, you know. Maybe it's, you know, oh, I'd rather, you know, donate to that organization, or I'd rather, you know, kind of help them in this distant way and just kind of keep it like, yeah, I'm helping, you know, right? But no, you're not actually going out and doing what God has equipped you to do. There are many of us who study the Word of God, learn His commandments, sing His praises, and tell people that He is who they trust in. But it's still somehow shocking for people to hear someone say, I want to be a missionary in such and such a place. Many of those people who learn the Word of God as I have seen it to be, and study it and understand it fully and understand its statutes, don't always want to go out and apply it in a different place in the world and apply it in a place where God wants us to apply it. Gino used an analogy. A lot of those people would rather just keep doing it, what they're doing, and go to college and become theologians. If we are one people redeemed by God and covered by His grace in Christ's sacrifice, we don't need to have years and years of collegiate study and common stereotypical requisite skills in order to be a missionary, you know. You don't need to learn 5 different languages in order to be a missionary. We just need to be willing to surrender our path for God's path for us. For me, this was really convicting because, I mean, I've been through Christian schooling all my life, where I was taught to have a fully comprehensive knowledge of the Bible, increased logical and debating skills, and outstanding rhetoric. This was just all kind of a big message for me, because really it removed all the excuses, all the doubts in my mind, all the, well, I couldn't do that. I'm not this top tier. I can't go out and do that. When I took this test, you know, I only got an 85. No, I'm not that good. I can't do that. Here it was both wonderful and humbling, just to know you don't need that. You don't need that 100%. You don't need that A+ on that speech class. You don't need, you know, the best brain in the house. You don't need all these other things that you might think you need. I've been surrounded by people who had been nailing each one of these skills all their life. And I just thought, like, the only place that I could actually be in order to serve was in that place. I missed really the completely simplest and most earth-shaking truth in this world, and that is God is love. His nature is love. It was interesting just to talk with the camp staff there, kind of as others have already mentioned, and just to see how we grew in relationships with them so quickly and learned what it meant to be a family and grow together. And I was talking with Isabella too, and she was always asking me, you know, so are these guys, you know, your friends? You hang out with them all the time, you're really intimate, you talk about, you know, deep convicting things in your heart, you know, about Christ, and just got out there like, this is the best thing. And I was also kind of convicting because it was like what opportunities are we missing right here just to understand each other better, to help each other, and really to know when to ask for help and just to seek each other out for help too. Just because God wants us to have that too. He wants us to be able to depend on each other like a family. So that was really amazing for me. Seeing all of that there and the people at Brazil just gave me a new hope and a new vision for who Christ has called me to be. They removed the doubts and excuses in my mind that I had for pursuing God and longing to understand who God has made me to be. And really, just to sum this all up, and in encouragement to the January team, I'd just like to say this. Don't sell yourself short of what God has planned for you. Don't think you have to be a student. Don't think you need to be about Victorian or any of that. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27 says, "But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things that are strong." I hope that all encourages you. I know that it has for me in my week at Brazil. Granted, I only had 1 week, not two. And all that. Let us pray. Lord God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for this incredible opportunity that you gave all of us here at Brazil. Lord, may your heart, may your word speak to us greatly after experiencing this. Let us not forget what we learned there. Let us not just move back into our daily routine and just forget about it, Lord. Let us always keep this fresh in our minds of who you want us to be and that you love us no matter who we are and what we have had to grow up with, Lord. I pray that you will just encourage us all together to be a greater family towards one another, to be a better family just in reaching out to people and in receiving help, Lord. I pray this all in your son's name. Amen.